Test one. All right, today is Wednesday, May 31st. I'm conducting an interview with Gary Morton. Are you familiar with the project?
A little bit.
Okay. What we're conducting interviews and doing research to figure out what exactly Washington County and the Hillsborough area was like during the Korean War, what the effects of the Korean War and the Cold War during 1950 to 1953 were on the area. Whether people cared about it, whether people didn't care about it, what exactly was going on. Interviewing people, all different kinds of people, men, women, civilians, draftees, everybody. So, let's get started. Can you tell me the general outlines of your life leading up to 1950, i.e. where you were born, where you lived, etc., etc., etc.?
Born in Inglewood, California, by the Forum, which obviously wasn't there then. moved to Portland from Denver. Grew up in Portland. Kellogg Grade School, which feeds Franklin High School. So I was going to grade school and headed for Franklin in the 50s.
And approximately what social strata was your family? Or how?
We didn't have a lot of money. We were pretty middle class. We lived in Southeast Portland, which now is pretty much a dump. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really gone down. But I lived over by 82nd and Foster, between Powell and Foster. It was pretty middle, just plain old middle class. The houses were big, two-story, and pretty plain, but there wasn't a lot of money. No, we never really had very much money.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty middle class.
Fair enough. And what was, so was the entire community middle class?
Yes.
Or just?
Yep.
Okay. This is kind of a stupid question. I don't know why it's on here, but what was one event that stands out in your mind about the early 50s? Is there anything in particular you can remember?
Early 50s? God, I'm so small. Pizza came.
Pizza?
Never heard of it before. David Ware, kid I went to grade school with, and then mm-hmm. finally went to Franklin High School, they opened up a pizza shop. Never heard of it before. Today, people take it for granted, but yeah, pizza. I mean, it's kind of weird, but that sticks in my mind. Mm-hmm. Kind of strange.
Pizza. Did people get pretty into that?
Yeah. It's called pizza pie.
Pizza pie. Was it about the same as it is nowadays?
Pretty much. Cheese and other stuff on it, but I remember that. That stood out. I don't remember a lot from my childhood, because all I did was play baseball and basketball. And
good. And so when exactly were you born, so you know about what the context of this is?
40s.
Okay.
I was about, okay, during the Korean War, 53,
10. Okay. This next question probably won't apply too much then. What was your attitude towards the government in those days?
Didn't have one.
Didn't have it.
We were brainwashed. Everybody was right. Government was right. J. Edgar Hoover was right. Everybody was right. We just, there were the bad. I'll tell you, the bad guys and the good guys were clearly delineated. The bad guys were the Reds. Americans were always right. Our government could do no wrong. We just accepted it. The people that today that question everything amazes me. We never did that. We never questioned, at least in my mm-hmm. social group, we never questioned anything. We just took it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents feel that way?
Yeah, they didn't question anything. Blacks were black, whites were white. When I went to Franklin High School, we had one, Steve Jones, the guy that announces now. He and his brothers, and one girl were the only blacks in school. So. It was pretty much a lily white middle class grown up, you know.
You pretty much answered that, but do you think it was important that for the U.S. to stop the spread of communism everywhere in the world?
I think so. We bought it. We thought that was right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thought that was a good job.
Just out of curiosity, what was a 10-year-old's impression of communism at the time?
I don't know if I had one. I don't think I had one. I just know that the, whatever the government said was right. I do remember that I thought when MacArthur had to, got fired by Truman and he gave a speech, that I thought MacArthur was right. So I kind of contradict myself. I think he had a lot, he had a way to make people feel sorry for him. Mm-hmm. But when you find out later what happened, he went against the president. But mm-hmm. I thought MacArthur was cool because he's out there killing commies. So that was, okay. Kinda, that was nice.
Cool. It says, are there any positive aspects of the Cold War, Korean War? Obviously, as a child, you're not too involved in the politics, but did that manifest itself in like, your play? My granddad tells stories about the Depression and rubber band guns and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you guys play any, like, kill the comic games or anything like that?
No, I don't remember doing it. No, I just remember setting a field on fire and burning it down until the cops came and the police. And
setting a field on fire?
Yeah, set a paint store and a field on fire, burn it to the ground.
On
playing with matches. Yeah, we're playing matches. We're playing torpedo each other or something with matches. I remember that. Yeah, it wasn't much fun. I got in trouble. That's it. No, I did. I never played that kind of stuff. Uh-uh. No.
Do you remember patriotic observances, i.e. parades, 4th of July stuff?
Yeah, I used to think the parades with everybody marching, the VFW and the American Legion and all stuff, that was cool. Today I don't understand why we still do it. But mm-hmm. then I didn't think. I didn't even think about anything. I thought they were neat. Kind of fun to watch parades. Yeah, in fact, I attended one in downtown Portland. And I can't remember what year it was. It was after the Korean War got over. Probably 54, 55, something like that. I think it was called an Armistice Day then, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But we watched the parade. I thought it was cool. I looked mm-hmm. up to all the soldiers. That was neat. Today we question, I think there's a lot of question about, do we kill people? But back then, it's... No, I think your question's a good one. I don't think people thought about it. If somebody was red, might as well be dead. I just think that that's what America thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I asked what communism meant to you in those days. Were you at all fearful of it, or was it just something...
No, I think we were fearful of it. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely fearful of it.
How so?
When Russians, this is later, but when the Russians put up Sputnik in 57, boy, everybody just got scared. They thought they were going to send missiles over, and that was scary. And we also felt stupid. So the next year, what do you think they put in all those high schools and just beat you to death with in grade schools? Science. We will have science. The National Science Foundation was formed, and they put all these courses in and made you take science, and by God, they ain't going to beat us. So we really felt, I think people felt proud to be an American and anybody that wasn't. Yeah, it was scary. I really believe it. I mean, we had bombs, we had the fallout little shelter things and had to hide under desks if there were little alarms. And yeah, people took it seriously.
Can you remember the fear being rationalized, or was it just communism something to be afraid of?
Communism something to be afraid of. Yep.
No. Nobody telling me why. Just be afraid. They've got bombs. We got.
Yeah. And the whole I still don't know how anybody bought into McCarthy, but they did. Anybody could believe such crap, but they did, because people were scared. They were really scared. Because they always played on you lose your freedoms and all that stuff. I mean, I didn't pay attention to that, but now I understand what they were saying. Mm-hmm.
Did you share in the views that known communists should be arrested or deported?
I don't know what I thought. I don't. The Julius Nefa Rosenberg thing came on, and I didn't really know what to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, just to be honest, I don't know. I think they were... I think people bought the fact that these people were guilty without any proof. That scares me today, to think that was going on, and it was.
Did your parents ever talk to you about communism?
I just remember I was sitting with my mom, and got the morning paper, and Stalin had just died in 50, whenever he died in 50, whatever. And that didn't really mean much to me, because we didn't know what he was doing over there until later, when we find out how many people he killed and murdered.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't remember having any feelings, positive or negative.
Right. And did you know anybody who was investigated for communism? Granted, you were young at the time, but...
Norman Lost, kid down the street, mm-hmm. Jewish family. Always wondered why they didn't have a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was taken down and interrogated. I never forget that. Yeah, we didn't really know what was going on.
Mm.
And my dad didn't. My dad was a racist. Talking mm-hmm. about the big-nosed Jews. And,
mm-hmm.
Sick man. He thought, by God, if that guy's a communist, get... I remember, that's one thing I remember, closest to home. Norman Lost, about two houses down. And they were Jews, so that's okay. It's okay to take them, that's right. But don't mess around with anybody else. But if the guy's a Jew, probably deserved it. That's my dad's answer.
Good. Going along that, were you aware of anyone being asked to take loyalty oaths?
No, but I had to do it much later, even as late as the 80s in Arizona when I was teaching. We had to take a loyalty oath.
Oh, really?
God, country, and everything else. You don't sign it, you don't teach.
Hmm.
So I don't remember then. I do know that some people still believe we should.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Going back to the nuclear aspect of the times, did you fear a nuclear attack or a nuclear war might really happen?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because we had like weekly or monthly, maybe it's monthly, God, I can't remember. It's probably monthly. Drills,
mm-hmm.
siren go off, and kids would duck under the desk and you constantly get programs. And the first time that TV came, one of the first things that you saw was a test pattern that every once in a while was broken by an announcement. If there really is an attack, stay tuned and you get information. And it had ran some kind of a siren on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Scared people, yes. People were literally scared, yeah. Yeah, I remember. I was.
Can you go a little bit more in depth as to what one of those drills would entail?
Well, I don't know. They just said if we ever need to. And then there was literature passed around in school to take home about if you want. It had something about it. If you want a shelter, bomb shelter should be so many feet deep, so many blah blah blah, and mm-hmm. the best place is in your own yard. And if mm-hmm. you can, try to work with the neighbors. They had stuff like that. That they sent out. Today's school sent out drug abuse information, then it was bomb shelter information.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they did.
Did your family have a bomb shelter?
No.
Think about having
one? No, we didn't have money. It cost money to build one. I think that's the haves, again, the haves have them and the poor people will have to scramble. Kind of like the front lines in the war.
Mm-hmm. were you aware or afraid of the effects of radiation, or was it just...
Yes, and how stupid that was, to duck on your desk and hide from the radiation.
Did that actually occur to you at the time, or...?
Yes. Yes, we were all scared of it. Yeah.
What was radiation in your mind as a 10-year-old?
Burning flesh, because they showed... Just to show you how they got to you, they show... Nagasaki and
Hiroshima.
They'd show Japanese people who had their skin melt, and they said this could happen here. And I remember that in school they'd show movies in history class. I think you showed the atomic
cafe.
Yeah, well, that is so corny today, but it's so realistic. They would show and scare people into believing that that could actually happen. So yeah, we in school. We had films, they'd show films, and I think what really scared most of us is to look at pictures of people who actually suffered from it. And they used the Japanese people to show it, and that's scary. It is scary. Today, what do you do? I mean, you drop a bomb, you drop a bomb.
All right. Did you think the Portland area was a strategic target for a nuclear attack?
No. We hardly even show up on the weather service. No. No, I did not think that. We were scared, but I think the National Defense, what was it called? Whatever it is, it put out the notices that deserve an attack.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned to the station, you'll get your whatever, where to go. They talked about San Francisco as being a big hit target area. And obviously New York, Chicago, but San Francisco, New York on the two coasts, and they, I remember they'd show the circular ripple effect and how far away you have to be to get away from it, and they still have those today. But but Portland, I don't remember Portland being one of the targets. We're still worried about it, but not as a primary target.
Yeah, we actually found, during our research, we found one of those maps of Portland, and it was a Portland and Washington County evacuation map. It had the evacuation routes overlaid with the predicted bomb effects.
Okay, see, I never saw that. That's what they, I was waiting for them to tell me where to go, what you're supposed to do when it comes, but.
Well, somebody had it all figured out.
No, they did, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Where you were civilian defense efforts in the area?
Yeah, but not a lot.
A big example of one we found is actually right here in Hillsboro at the high school stadium. They built this tower to watch for planes, and they tried to get the thing manned 24 hours a day for 3 years, and with a reasonable amount of success. But do you ever remember anything like that?
No, I don't. I remember the civil defense stuff. I remember literature being passed out, stuff sent to your house, in case of blah blah blah. But I didn't admit about anything being built.
What? Other than just trying to scare you as to the effects, did they tell you to do anything?
That I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember what the specifics were. And you know, when we look back, this is so easy to do now. You realize, so you're up in a tower and the bombs come, what are you going to do about it? It's like, you can't. There's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's come that far, it's too late. But at the time, I think we believed in our government that they'd stop it. But I don't remember anything specifically other than ducking on your desk and be nice if you had a bomb shelter. And some people actually built them. I don't know anybody in my neighborhood who had one, but I know they were actually built. So I remember that on the news. But no, I don't remember anything specific. Uh-uh. About where to go or what to do or what's going to happen. Uh-uh. But the civil defense, what's it called? It's got the yellow tower as its logo. That was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of information came out, it was official.
Hmm.
To pay attention to
that. I actually haven't heard about that before.
Yeah, it's like a beacon,
mm-hmm.
a radio wave or something off of a tower. The Eiffel Tower was actually a power tower. It's a circle with a CD on it. And that thing was the official government message. So whenever you saw that on TV or you saw it, got in the mail or whatever, you paid attention. But again, I let my folks worry about that stuff.
All right. To what extent were you aware of what was happening in Korean War?
Not at all. I wasn't aware of much of anything. I'll tell you why. Because it wasn't like Vietnam when the first pictures came back.
Mm-hmm.
You got most of your stuff in the newspaper. So it just didn't come out. I wasn't aware of very much of it. I remember MacArthur and his speech and Truman, but that's about it. I don't remember anything specific about the war that I can remember. I really didn't know anybody who was in it. There wasn't anybody that I, like a friend or
mm-hmm.
his father or
mm-hmm.
brother.
Obviously,
or anything.
Too young for the draft.
Yeah.
Do you have any clue why we were fighting in Korea? Or
just because of the Reds.
Just because of the Reds?
Yeah.
Was it a Russian thing or was
it? No, it was a Chinese thing.
It was a Chinese thing.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think I knew that much about it to identify or to know the background of why the Korean War existed, why
mm-hmm.
it even started out as a, it really wasn't even a war. It was a
police action.
Yes, rose by any other name, still smells the same, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, police action. So, but I didn't know why. I thought it was more Asian, more of an Asian problem than it was Russian or American. Yet we were over there. So, no, I never questioned why we were there. I never really knew why we were there. No.
Right.
Nope. But again, I didn't major in history.
Any impact of the war you notice on the local community, blood drives? You already said you didn't know anybody who was drafted.
No, I don't really. Well, the Korean War was You know, after World War II, that one lasted about 2.5 years. It was over so quickly. I know, if you're a soldier, that's not quick. But mm-hmm. back on the home front, I think that maybe was over so quickly. That I do know we were aware of the weather conditions and the sickening fighting conditions. That's all. The ideology behind it, I couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Again, granted you were young, but did you notice any effect on prices or availability of goods at home, or was...
No.
Not nope. concerned?
Nope. Okay. I'll tell you why, because I think it came so close to World War II. It came so quickly after that there was rationing during the war, which is, I didn't know about it, my mom talked to me about it. They had ration tickets and all that stuff, so when the Korean War came, nothing could be as bad as World War II. Mm-hmm. So, not as bad as it was before, it's pretty good.
Alright. Do you recall at all how veterans were treated when they returned?
No. Nope. I don't remember. Nope.
Just miscellaneous questions about the 50s. In what ways did the polio epidemic affect the area?
Bad. I had a couple kids at school that got it, and we didn't know what caused it. So my folks wouldn't let me go swim out at, you know, where High Rocks is on the Clackamas. People drown quite often out there on the Clackamas River. It's called High Rocks. It's a place where people dive off rocks. Wouldn't let us go. Wouldn't let us do anything in the water because people assumed it was spread by people swimming in swimming pools. And so mm-hmm. I couldn't go to a public pool. I couldn't do any of that stuff. Yeah, that polio was, people are really scared. Very scared. Two kids, one of them went to Kellogg grade school in Franklin High School. I don't know the name, but they got it, and that was scary. Yeah, people were very scared of it. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a real, I think people were more afraid of that than they were at war.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a big, big problem. God, it was scary. Because they show iron lungs, people in iron lungs, and mm-hmm. they couldn't get out. They were in there for the rest of their lives, and they had to breathe for them.
See, I never understood that. What's the point of putting somebody in like this iron casket that can't do anything?
I think today you might question whether you should live or not. But then, yeah, they just did it because they could breathe for them. But that's all they had at the time. Maybe today you'd have some kind of an oxygen tank you could take around, or some way to get it some other way, or to breathe for. Like Christopher Reeve gets around, but if he were paralyzed back then, he'd be in an iron lung problem. I don't know. I still don't understand why. That'd be a good question. But it was scary, real scary.
What did people do for entertainment in the early 1950s?
Go to movies, Saturday morning.
Saturday morning?
Yep. Like, go and watch Cowboy Guys, Hufflepuff Casting. Just to name one of those people. A little illusion there. Roy Rogers? Yeah, go to the movies, screw around on Saturday morning. Play Little League Baseball. I mean, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Drive to the beach, maybe, have a picnic with a parent. A friend. Pretty innocent time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's, never even entered my mind to go out smoking and drinking and taking drugs. That's all that, none of that stuff is there. Mm-hmm. And at any level, I mean, I screwed around a lot, but it was just pretty innocent screwing around.
Mm-hmm. And going along with the 50s, it was textbook referred to as a big time of conformity. Did you notice that or feel pressure to conform?
Absolutely. If you didn't wear jeans and a white t-shirt, people laughed at you.
Really?
Yeah, it was almost like a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had like 4 or 5 pairs of Levi's and 55,000 white t-shirts. And got a buzz head, haircut, and everybody was pretty much... Yeah, you look at your book from the 50s, my God, everybody looks almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but again, today they've got some likenesses too, baggy pants, and so I don't think that's any different.
Mm-hmm.
But back then it was more so, I think so. There wasn't any sense of rebellion. Girls couldn't wear pants, had to wear skirts, progressive mm-hmm. school. Very sexist, so very sexist time.
What did you think the most significant difference between the early 50s and today? Just comparing lifestyles. What would you say were some of the differences? Significant ones, anyway.
God, I don't know. Ignorance, for one.
How so?
I just think people just blindly follow. They blindly accepted whatever they were told. If the textbook said that Custer was a hero, then you bought it. Today, I think a kid would ask, well, what about the Indians? Can't we talk about that? I think everything was white, milk toast, spoon-fed, and delivered. And I remember the 50s was, you just swallowed it, they give you facts and you swallowed them, and you threw them back up. I think that was much of the 50s. Not a lot of questioning. Nobody rebelled, very rarely. A kid who had a duck tail, greased up down here with a duck tail on the back, you know, and maybe wore black clothes as a real rebel. But I think it was an age of innocence, meaning we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people blindly follow their government. I don't think they didn't have people that questioned. You would never have people marching on in Seattle or Portland about labor conditions. Now, they might have fought over labor unions because that affected your life, but to go out and just protest against the government, it just didn't happen. It was a kind of innocence and blind acceptance of it.
And so how do you feel about that? Do you feel positive, negative?
No, I don't have it. I'll be a skeptic. I'm just going to say that's the way it was.
That's the way it was?
That's the way it was. And I don't know if we can...
And certainly see the perks to it, because it increases things up, runs a little bit more smoothly, I assume.
Yeah, it does. School was fine. Everything was fine. Go to school, no rumbling, no screwing around. Everybody was pretty much lockstep. Makes for a nice, smooth operation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good question.
Kids these days.
It was pretty bland. When I look back, mm-hmm. Somebody asked me the other day, what was black and white TV like? Well, I don't know. That's all you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had nothing to compare it to, you can't judge black and white TV. You're lucky to just have TV. So looking back on the 50s now, yes, it was a very innocent time. I only know that because now people do grab up questions and argue. Somebody said go to Korea, fight the commies. I think people pretty much just did it. And then Vietnam and Gulf War is an in-depth people have questioned whether we should be there. I don't think that was done in the 50s. I don't ever remember. Maybe it was going on, but I should be going on. I don't think people questioned.
Mm. What media did you rely on for information?
Newspaper, far more than anything. And later in the 50s and the end of the 60s, TV took over. But I think newspapers were still the big deal
mm-hmm.
back then.
Were you getting the Oregonian?
Oregonian and Life magazine. Life magazine was a biggie.
Okay.
You didn't have to read it, you just looked at the pictures.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. But they could give you a few minutes, like Parade magazine. You could, People magazine. You could mm-hmm. short little blurbs, you could get it quickly. But the Oregonian, yeah. Because I lived on the other side of town.
So that was a daily paper back then as well?
Yep. And the Oregon Journal, afternoon. Mm-hmm. Oregonian in the morning. So they have two papers.
Anything specifically you remember, especially looking forward to in the paper, or like
sports?
Sports.
I was just a sports nut. I was a fanatic. Box scores, batting averages. Yeah, Mickey Mantle, how's he doing? All that stuff. Always look for play. See how the baseball team treats him. They really idolized athletes then, but see, we didn't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
Today they hang on everything to dry. We know all about how many women each man has in each town.
Mm-hmm.
We are far more open with what we know, we're far more open about what we say about people than back then. So I think back then you could look at a hero and he was a cool guy because that's all you do.
Mm-hmm.
So sports heroes, I read the paper to see how they're doing. But I play baseball and basketball until I forever. That was part of my life. I wasn't into music. I wasn't into anything else. But the music was kind of cool. I remember when Buddy Holly died. That kind of got to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think today, Kurt Cobain dies, and people walking around, and out of shape, because this dude who was leading them around died. I don't think it's any different, I don't think people have changed. But I did think about music a little bit, but not a whole lot. But it's kind of cool. And when you look back on those songs, they're absolutely stupid. Vacuous. Just stupid. But funny stuff.
Yeah. Wasn't the oldies, it was like...
Oh, just... It's
a bunch of tenors whining about nothing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's it. Something else. Very... It was just an age of innocence. It really was. So innocent. And then the 60s came. And all hell broke loose. Very fun. I remember I was sitting in Shakespeare class at Western Oregon College, and they came on for Kennedy to kill. That kind of screwed up your day. Because Kennedy was put on a level of God, or a demigod, that kept all of his affairs quiet. People didn't talk about all the things he did. They just glorified his image. So today, President Clinton dies, some people go out and be happy. I mean, I think things have changed that in that sense.
Is there anything else you can remember about 1950 to 1953 that I haven't asked about, and it really stands out in your mind? Yeah. Just out of curiosity, what size was your family?
Sister, that's it. Mom, dad, sister, me. My sister married a pilot, complete jerk, has a pilot attitude. She's okay. I need to talk to her. That's all. She's my sister. She was 3 years older than her. She's a 4-point student. So I deliberately got bad grades because I didn't want to do that. She's sharing her my Freudian interpretation of my problem we need.
Yeah.
No, that's a fuzzy time. That's a fuzzy time.
But we're really good kids.
No. I think older, I think somebody who's a little bit older maybe might have really remembered being important better. Now I look back on the long march and the cold and all that stuff, and I think, well, how sickening it must have been. But again, when you get all your information, or most of it, all of it, from the newspaper, it's slow coming and it's not as graphic and violent and immediate as TV. TV has really changed the way people feel about it. And back then, newspapers were inanimate objects, so the feeling, the emotion wasn't there. I don't know, I'm just speculating on why I didn't feel anything. But of course, I wasn't very good, very old. I didn't care about my life anymore. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I don't know, you might, I guess you're going to interview some veterans and...
Yeah, some of the people are taking care of that.
That's good.